But deep down you can see that he's really just hoping he makes it all the way across. Like that. She glances at me. You can relax, you know. I'm not going to tie you up and make you listen to gangster rap. Oh, well, I joke, in that case. I loosen my tie and sit back on the pillows. It makes a smile dart briefly across her face. You don't have to pretend to be my friend or anything. I don't want to pretend. I run my hand through my hair. The thing is, this is new to me.
What is?
I gesture around the living room. Visiting a client, shooting the breeze, not leaving the case at the office at the end of the day.
Well, this is new to me, too,
Anna confesses.
What is?
She twists a strand of hair around her pinky.
Hoping,
she says. The part of town where Julia's apartment is located is an upscale area with a reputation for divorced bachelors, a point that irritates me the whole time I'm trying to find a parking spot. Then the doorman takes one look at Judge and bars my path. No dogs allowed, he says. Sorry.
This is a service dog.
When that doesn't seem to ring a bell, I spell it out for him. You know, like seeing eye? You don't look blind. I'm a recovering alcoholic, I tell him. The dog gets between me and a beer. Julia's apartment is on the 7th floor. I knock on her door and then see an eye checking me out through the peephole. She opens it a crack but leaves the chain in place. She has a kerchief wrapped around her head, and she looks like she's been crying. Hi, I say. Can we start over? She wipes her nose.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, maybe I deserve that. I glance at the chain. Let me in, will you? She gives me a look like I'm crazy or something.
Are you on crack?
There is a scuffle and another voice, and then the door opens wide, and stupidly I think, there are two of her. Campbell, the real Julia says,
what are you doing here?
I hold up the medical records, still getting over the shock. How the hell is it that she never managed to mention that entire year at Wheeler having a twin?
Izzy, this is Campbell Alexander. Campbell, this is my sister.
Campbell. I watch Izzy turn my name over on her tongue. At second glance, she really looks nothing like Julia at all. Her nose is a bit longer, her complexion not nearly the same shade of gold. Not to mention the fact that watching her mouth move doesn't make me hard.
Not the Campbell, she says, turning to Julia.
Yeah, she sighs. Izzy's gaze narrows.
I knew I shouldn't let him in.
It's fine, Julia insists, and she takes the files from me.
Thanks for bringing these.
Izzy waggles her fingers.
You can leave now.
Stop. Julia swats her sister's arm. Campbell is the attorney I'm working with this week.
But wasn't he the guy who...
Yes, thanks. I have a fully functioning memory.
So,
I interrupt. I stopped off at Anna's house. Julia turns to me.
And?
Earth to Julia, Izzy says. This is self-destructive behavior.
Not when it involves a paycheck, Izzy. We have a case together, that's it, okay?
And I really don't feel like being lectured by you about self-destructive behavior. Who called Janet for a mercy fuck the night after she dumped you?
Hey, I turned to Judge. How about those Red Sox?
Izzy stamps down the hall.
It's your suicide,
she yells, and then I hear a door slam.
I think she really likes me,
I say, but Julia doesn't crack a smile.
Thanks for the medical records. Bye.
Julia.
Hey, I'm just saving you the trouble.
It must have been hard training a dog to drag you out of a room when you need rescuing from some emotionally volatile situation, like an old girlfriend who's telling the truth. How does it work, Campbell? Hand signals? Word commands? A high-pitched whistle?
I look wistfully down the empty hallway. Can I have Izzy back instead?